Good afternoon. Lake effect flurries and snow showers have been common so far today, all the way downwind from Lake Erie, blowing across western and central New York and into our region. Not much in the way of accumulation, maybe light dust in a few spots, mainly over the higher terrain. Otherwise, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with a little bit more in and out sunshine in the valley locations through the afternoon, a bit of a breeze with temperatures topping out close to 40. Partly cloudy and seasonably cold tonight with readings back into the 20s. It looks dry with high pressure in control for the day on Friday. Tomorrow's highs in the upper 30s with a mix of sun and clouds. And at this point, we'll turn our attention to a couple of systems which will affect us for the weekend. Energy diving into the Great Lakes will produce mostly cloudy skies on Saturday. At the same time, a disturbance riding up the eastern seaboard will push clouds in from the coast. This system will also produce a round of precipitation, mainly along the immediate eastern seaboard, but the latest computer model runs are bringing some of the precipitation back into central and maybe even western portions of New England, so some light snow is possible in these locations by Saturday evening. The rest of the region will be dry, and everyone will have high temperatures in the 30s. That energy that was diving through the Great Lakes will move through on Sunday. With mostly cloudy skies, everyone will see a few scattered snow showers. Perhaps some more persistent snow showers could dust the ground in spots in the lower 30s. And chilly weather in the 30s on Monday with a few leftover flurries and snow showers. Another disturbance will head our way for the day on Tuesday, maybe a more general round of light snow and a couple of inches possible, depending on the exact storm track, in the lower 30s, and snow showers possible once again on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, upper-level energy over New Mexico will move into northern Mexico, then to the southern tip of Texas by tomorrow evening. On this track, cold air will produce snow, and a winter storm warning is in effect for extreme southwest Texas, including the Big Bend area, for as much as 3 to 6 inches of snow by tonight. Meanwhile, impulses of energy will race eastward over the Gulf Coast states into Friday afternoon. Rain will develop across the Gulf Coast and into the southeast. Overnight tonight, areas of snow will move in as the air mass cools on the backside of the precipitation shield over parts of the western Gulf Coast. In fact, winter weather advisories have been issued for parts of Mississippi and Alabama for up to an inch of snow by tomorrow morning. This snow will move into parts of the southern Appalachians by tomorrow afternoon. And a long-lived, strong Santa Ana wind event with gusts to 80 miles per hour and very low humidity will keep fire weather conditions extreme to critical through Friday in Southern California. Fire weather conditions will remain at least elevated through the weekend. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny, mid-40s. Boston, mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-40s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy with flurries and highs in the lower 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 39 degrees, the average low, 25. The record high, 65, set in 1998, and the record low, 7 below zero in 1901. Sunrise this morning, 7:12 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with a few flurries and snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 20. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. A mix of sun and clouds, flurries and snow showers possible, perhaps some more persistent snow showers or even some squalls in the snow belts, temperatures holding in the middle and upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with flurries and some snow showers tonight in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, a few flurries, perhaps a snow shower today, with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, a few flurries around, a snow shower possible, and highs right around 40. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, a chance for some snow or rain closer to the coast Saturday in the middle and upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, snow showers possible Sunday, lower 30s. A few flurries or snow showers Monday. Another chance of snow Tuesday and scattered snow showers Wednesday. High temperatures late in the weekend and into next week, staying in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.